Well, Coach, you finished up the second day of your shootout, able to get some good wins over some quality programs. So overall, what are some things you like that you saw today?
Well, I think, you know, the one that sticks to mind is the Altamont game in the semifinal of the tournament. I thought we came out and played really hard, played more physical, you know, did more little things right, at least early on. We got, they pulled away at the end, but I think at one point we were up 9-6 or 9-6, 9-8, and then I think they hit a 2 or 3 or and got up by a point or two and stayed that way for a little bit, and then they made a little run at the end. They ended up 22-11, I think. But I like the way we came out and battled and matched their physicality. They're athletic, and I think we're athletic. They're bigger than we are, and I thought we matched that physicality early on. Looking back on this morning, we didn't play at East Alton very well. There were some things there that we definitely need to work on. You know, and I'm talking, you know, leadership and carrying ourselves a little bit better. I thought by far that was the worst we played these 2 days. But then I thought we came out against Neoga, and I thought we had good positive attitudes. I thought we had good energy, and we kind of pulled away at the end. So all in all, you know, the last 2 days, you know, there's going to be some ups and downs, and we're pointing out to them, and we're getting better in those areas. We just got to keep improving in those areas, basketball-wise and leadership-wise.
Yeah, you kind of talked about that Altamont game, matching their physicality, and that's one thing in basketball. It's whenever you're especially outman or undersized going up against a team, they try to intimidate you like that, and your guys just didn't back down.
Yeah, I have no problem saying we're outmanned. I know you kind of slipped there, but I have no problem saying that. They're bigger than we are. They might be up and down the lineup, probably more athletic than we are. I think we're athletic. I think we have team speed. I don't think we have good team overall size, and they do. But I thought and there's nothing I told the guys. I said, you can be physical. We have to own the boards, you know, but that's where, you know, when you're playing a team that might be bigger than you, faster than you, I'm not saying they're faster, but bigger than you and have some better, you know, you need to outthink them. And I thought we did a good job of that and have to keep doing a better job of that and reading screens and the passer reading that, because things will open up. You can back cut, you can slip screens, you can curl, you can flare off a screen. That's where your basketball IQ comes into play. And obviously, it doesn't matter if we're the smartest team ever, we can always get smarter. So, I mean, that's where, you know, you can be in games and have a chance to win games, even if you're a little bit outmatched. And, you know, going in with a positive attitude and going in believing you can. And I thought our kids came out and thought they could, because anything can happen in an 18-minute running clock. So, for that part, you know, I'm happy. So most of all, you know, the last 2 days, some couple bad things, but overall pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, you mentioned that there's a difference between, you know, playing physical just to play physical and also playing physical, but also at the same time just keeping everything in between your ears.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we talk about mental and physical toughness, and some of that is body language, and I consider that mental. It's not only what you think, but it's how you react. And you know, the physical is, do you react in the wrong way physically? You know, maybe you're going and fouling, or you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. So I think they both go together, your mental and physical toughness. And I thought we came out physically tough against Altamont in the last game. I thought we came out mentally tough. And as the game went on, you know, I thought we still competed, but that's where you gotta step it up a little bit. And You gotta have leadership, and we do. We're developing kids, and kids are saying stuff. They're talking on the court, you know. So there's good signs as far as that goes.
Yeah, you're able to play three really good NTC teams today with Neoga, Altamont, and South Central. So being able to compete against three schools that play in what I consider the most competitive 1A conference in the state, that's got to be something to be proud of as well.
I didn't realize that until you just said it, but as far as the three NTC schools, yeah, you know, I thought we got a good quality win against Neoga. They had a couple kids I think are really good, and I thought we played a really smart game, and South Central, Blake does a great job, and they had us down, and we kind of slowly stayed in the game. We slowly came back and took the lead and held on to the lead. I don't remember what the final score was, but I think we were up 6 or 8 at the end, maybe.
Sounds about right.
Something like that. But anyway, they of course got kids coming back from a regional championship team and quality program, and you know, anytime you can get wins like that, I thought, you know, I guess we're 2-1 from the NTC teams. But I think our conference is a tough conference. You know, historically with Payne, Greenville, and us, and Roxana, it's always tough. And, you know, Litchfield's going to be tough this year. So anyway, you know, I think some good things from the last 2 days.
Yeah, it's always nice playing competitive teams both in and out of your conference, which is one of those things that only is going to make you better in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see how your team develops, you know, team chemistry-wise. You'd like to be able to run your stuff and work on your stuff over the summer, and sometimes you throw in, you know, you throw in new wrinkles here and there. Right now we're kind of working on the basics, but you throw in wrinkles here or there, and you don't necessarily want the teams you play all the time to see those wrinkles. You know, the team, we played a handful of teams that know us pretty well, and you know what, after watching a team one game, you know what they're trying to accomplish. So there is a little bit of game planning the further you go in these shootouts, but for the most part, you might go in and the kids don't know your kids against a Flanagan Cornell or against the Seneca. You know, they might remember a kid from last year, but they don't know what we have, and we don't know what they have. So you're just going out there and working on your team, and that's kind of what you're trying to develop that over the summer.
Yeah, you kind of experienced it a little bit with some different starting fives, and I believe every game you played. So is this just one of those things where you're trying to see who fits better where?
Yeah, I think we got 10 good kids. You know, obviously I told the kids this. I said when we get down to, you know, season time, I'm not going to say we're going to play 10. Typically that gets to 7 or 8. But kids need to battle for spots, and you know, all our post players have good attributes and are doing good things, and all of our guards have been doing good things. And so you try to, you know, sometimes in the summer, if we're going to sub 5 for 5, I want a point guard on each 5, and I want to, you know, post players on each 5, And I think yesterday we went with a lineup where we had 3 post players at one time, and one of them stepped out to be a kind of a small forward guard type, and just playing around a little bit with different looks, and you know, who can step in these roles, and because we have an idea who our better defenders are, you know, what our kids' strengths are, but the summer they got to gel together and they got to have some chemistry together, and kids need to step up and maybe their role changes just a little bit with the group they're with, and I think that's all part of it. So we played around with that quite a bit the last couple of days and different looks. And I think I started all seniors, which all of our seniors except for one are guards, so that's not typically what we do, but we got kids that can, you know, read well, can step in and run a post player in transition, and then we can run our offense. It doesn't matter if we're 5 guards or 5 post players. So anyway, that's, you know, just getting different looks at kids and different rotations, and how we sub is just kind of a little bit playing around with that this summer and see what the chemistry is like.
Yeah, it's always nice having seniors, especially seniors like Reed, Matthew, and Caden, who got really good playing time last year, and all 3 of those guys are very capable of running the point.
They are. And, you know, I think you know, I like the look right now with when Hipscher's in there running the point and Matthew Hagee's running the floor, sprinting down and using his speed and his athleticism, you know, and Preston's a senior too, and Chase McNary, you know, they all got some, you know, some more time than others, but got valuable time last year, and they kind of all bring different things to the table a little bit. They're not all the same player, which is great, but, you know, we have to be able to use their skill set, what their strengths and and work on that and obviously develop their, you know, weaknesses a little bit better. But they all have their own strengths and weaknesses. So, it's kind of, to have that ability to play different kids in different spots and go with different rotations is kind of fun. And I told them not to, think too much about it. We're just going to go with different looks. Maybe this is how we're going to rotate this game versus another game. But when it came down tournament time, I think they all got in. But we kind of shortened our rotation a little bit towards the end. But, yeah, that's, kind of summer.
Yeah, and I believe you have next week off, not hosting anything. But do you go down anywhere else for shootouts?
We're going to Monmouth College this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. It's just 5 games, no tournament. So it's like our setup without a tournament. And then we come back the next week, and we have the following Monday, Tuesday is our next Vandal shootout. And following Monday, Tuesday after that is our third. And then we go to Pena, I believe, the Thursday the 30th for a 1 day. I think it's 3 games. So that's kind of the extent of our summer games and getting a lot in a short amount of time.